I'm Samantha Goldman, and you're listening to the Food Explorers Podcast. As a parent, I know you dream of your child having a happy and healthy relationship with food. But I also know how exhausting and confusing it can be when your child just won't eat. In my background as an occupational and feeding therapist, I've helped hundreds of families, both in and out of the hospital, bring the magic back into mealtime and development. And I want to help you do that too. In this podcast, I give you the full scoop on the tools and tips you need to start helping your child confidently explore new foods while having fun. Please be advised that this is not medical or therapy advice and is just for general and informational knowledge. Let's get to the show. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the podcast. For those of you who are newer to me, I'm Samantha Goldman, your host, and I'm a pediatric occupational and feeding therapist who loves to help parents and therapists finally understand sensory processing, identify children's unique needs, and navigate challenging moments with confidence both at and away from the table. And that leads me to today's episode. The world of sensory processing can feel extremely overwhelming, especially when you're just starting out on your journey. Maybe you were told your child has sensory issues. If you can't see me, I am using quotes in my hands right now. Or perhaps you've started to pick up on those signs yourself. But you don't really know where to go from there. It's kind of like a puzzle with missing pieces. Nothing all seems to connect. In today's episode, I'm here as your guide to give you a bit of a roadmap. I want you to think of this episode as a step-by-step guide for where to focus your learning. So what exactly do you need to know about sensory processing to confidently support your child? Number one, what sensory processing is. Many people have heard of sensory challenges, but don't actually know what sensory processing truly entails. To be able to understand the sensory challenges our children are experiencing, we first have to start here. For example, did you realize that sensory processing happens in three different steps? And that there can be challenges within any of these steps? Number two, the different types of sensory challenges that can be experienced. Did you ever think that sensory stuff is more than just sensory seeking or avoiding? It totally is. People often talk about these buzzwords, but there's way more to the story. There are actually three types of sensory challenges. The first one, sensory modulation challenges, is what people usually mean when they say sensory issues. But there's also sensory discrimination challenges and sensory-based motor challenges. To really help your child, you've got to figure out exactly where they're struggling. Let me break it down. If you just notice that they're avoiding things like finger painting because of the textures, that's one piece. But what if sitting is hard for them too? They might not even be able to get to the finger painting part because they can't sit up for long enough. So before we tackle the paint, we might need to work on making sitting more comfortable for them. One of those, the textures, is sensory modulation challenges. The other one, the sitting, is sensory-based motor challenges. And it's not just about knowing that these types exist, it's also about understanding how they work. For example, think of it like a sensory thermometer for sensory modulation. It helps us know when their sensory temperature is too hot or too cold. When they're too hot, they're feeling angry, out of control, or melting down. When they're too cold, they're feeling sleepy and sluggish. When you get how these things work, you're better prepared to handle sensory challenges when they come your way. It's like having a guidebook to navigate your child's unique sensory world. Cool, right? My inner geek is showing here. Number three, our eight senses. Surprise! Did you know we had eight senses, not five? This may be mind-blowing for those of you who are newer to your sensory journey. For others, this may not be such new information. But in addition to the five senses we all know and love, vision, touch, hearing, taste, and smell, we also have three hidden senses that rarely get talked about. Our proprioceptive sense, or our sense of body awareness, our vestibular sense, or our sense of head and body movement, and our interoceptive sense, our sense of what is going on inside our body. Now, when everything's going well and our senses are working together, we don't really need to pay attention to these. But when a child is having sensory challenges, these three senses can be sneaky culprits behind big challenges and meltdowns. But it's really hard to support your child through those challenges when you don't even know these senses exist. Number four, common signs and symptoms of sensory challenges. Do you find yourself wondering, is this even a sensory thing? As a parent, it's helpful to know common signs of sensory challenges for each of those eight senses. Being able to recognize your child's signs and where they are struggling empowers you to address potential challenges before they become hurdles. Recognizing these signs early is also crucial for early intervention and support. Instead of waiting to see and letting sensory challenges become more of a point of contention in your family, you can get support earlier and help your child enjoy life more. To help you out here, I've created an extra special freebie for you this week. It's a sensory symptoms checklist filled with common signs of sensory processing challenges. Go to www.drsamgoldman.com/sensory symptoms checklist to grab your copy. Again, that's www.drsamgoldman.com/sensory symptoms checklist to grab your copy. And I'll also put that in the show notes for you. Okay, number five, we also need to understand sensory's impact on behavior, emotional and social skills, and motor performance. There are three big areas that sensory processing can affect for a child, and that's behavior, emotions, social interaction, and movement. So many parents of sensational children find themselves asking why. Why is this so hard? Why do they do that? Well, when you understand the sensory system and its impact on these areas, these unpredictable behaviors aren't really so unpredictable anymore. For example, sensory processing can be the hidden culprit behind leaning on parents at mealtime, dressing battles, and emotional outbursts. But you first need to understand the connection to take steps forward. And number six, helpful strategies that can be uniquely applied to your child's personal needs. Every child's sensory system is like a unique thumbprint. It's distinctly their own. It has its own quirks, preferences, and needs, making a personalized approach essential. It's not just about having a bunch of tips and tricks in your sensory toolkit, which I know you wish it was, but it's also about having the reasoning behind why you chose them and knowing how to fit them in to support your child's unique body and needs. And when stuff doesn't go as expected, how to roll with those punches and pivot as needed. As we come to the end of this episode, I want you to know that it's perfectly normal to feel a bit overwhelmed here. You might be thinking, how in the world do I make sense of all of this and where do I even begin? Parenting is a journey full of twists and turns, and understanding your child's unique sensory world really is a significant part of the puzzle. And here's where I introduce you to the Sensory Toolbox, my online membership for parents. It's not just a subscription, it's a guide through your sensory journey. For just $19.99 a month, you gain access to expert-led trainings that cover everything we've discussed today and more. From understanding sensory challenges to unraveling the mysteries of the hidden senses and mastering the art of teaching self-regulation to your child. But when you join, I'm not just handing you a bunch of materials. I also give you a get started checklist for your first 12 weeks to help you lay the foundation for sensory and feeding confidence as you begin in the membership. So as you sit there and wonder how to make sense of everything we talked about today, remember, you don't have to do it alone. Go to www.drsamgoldman.com/sensory toolbox to join us today. Again, www.drsamgoldman.com/sensory toolbox to join us today. I can't wait to see you there. Thank you for listening to the Food Explorers podcast, a podcast about helping your child learn to become a confident and happy eater. If you love this episode, please make sure to share it with a friend, subscribe, or leave a review wherever you are listening. This helps parents just like you find this podcast and start bringing the magic back into mealtime. Thanks again for joining me today, and I'll see you next time.